every week, NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson gives us a song of the week. So how about songs of the year? At the NPR music website, you can sample the staff's 50 favorite albums and 100 favorite songs of 2013 and see the results of the listeners' poll for the best albums of the year. But we thought we'd ask Stephen to play us a few of his personal favorites. And Stephen, you start with one that's also a favorite of ours.
Yeah, this is Nico Case's song, Man, which is just an absolute barnstormer of a song. It just barrels right out. It rocks with complete abandon. And the first words out of Nico Case's mouth, I'm a man, just kind of stop you in your tracks.
I'm a man, that's what you raised me to be. I'm not an identity crisis, this was planned.
So this song is so fun, but it's also got really fascinating things to say about gender roles and what we expect other people to be. So I just love how it sounds as a 3-minute rock and roll song, but it's there's a lot more to it than that.
So Nico Case to start, and you know, we also love her on Wait Wait Don't Tell Me. She's just a great all-round guest singer, just great.
Well, she's brilliant. She's so funny. If you ever follow her on Twitter, you know, she's just constantly spewing out just these oddball observations. She's a great musician, but she's also just a great personality.
Well, for instance, we do follow her. Here's a recent comment at Nico Case. I think Animal Planet used to have animals on it.
Yeah, they're all these observations about everything from politics and touring and relationships and a lot on her pets.
Yeah. Okay. What else have you got?
My favorite album of 2013 is called Same Trailer, Different Park by a young country singer named Casey Musgraves. And I could have gone easily with 5 or 6 different songs to represent how much I love this record, but I'm going to play a little bit of its grabbiest statement. It's a song called Follow Your Arrow.
So make lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, kiss lots of girls. If that's something you're into, when a straight and narrow gets a little too straight, roll up the joint or don't. Just follow your arrow wherever it points. Yeah, follow your arrow wherever it points.
So that's not. Did I just hear that correctly?
Well, the song has a lot of the kind of message that you would hear in many pop songs today from people like Lady Gaga, from people like Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, but you don't hear it a lot on country radio. But more to the point, Casey Musgraves has this incredible gift for capturing the pain and joy in real life. And she does it with her own, you know, very strong point of view.
You've got another song with a strong point of view. It's called Joy to You, Baby.
Yeah, that's by a wonderful singer-songwriter named Josh Ritter. He put out a record at the beginning of this year called The Beast in Its Tracks, and it's all about his own recent divorce. So naturally, as you can imagine, it's got a lot of breakup songs on it. Some are more stinging and even a little bitter than others. But this particular song is about acceptance, and it's about reaching a point after a breakup where you're actually rooting for the other person as well as yourself. So it's just this wonderful, generous song.
Let's listen.
There's no ghosts in the graveyard. It's not where they live. They float in between us. What is and what if. And cast our own shadows before our own eyes. You don't get them up here though. They don't come up high. Joy to the city. The parking lot lights. Lion of evening with the rain in its eyes. Joy to the freeway. Joy to the cars. Joy to you, baby. Wherever you are. Tonight.
Josh Ritter from Idaho. We've spoken to him before.
Yeah, he's great, a very, very consistent singer-songwriter, a lot of wonderful stuff, and that song really stuck with me as this, as you know, as just a very sweet-natured song. You don't get enough sweet-natured songs.
Okay. How about Laura Mvula?
Yeah, Laura Mvula is terrific. She's this young singer from London who released her first album this year. It's called Sing to the Moon, and it's this fabulous Technicolor production full of pop and soul, and even you can hear glimmers and hints of old movie scores. It could have come out from any point in the last 50 years and from lots of different places on the map. And it, you know, it's so timeless, and yet it still feels very current. Really pops out of the speakers, that song.
Yeah, beautiful. And we should say, if you go to NPR.org and see the entire list of the picks of the staff of NPR Music, there will be names. Justin Timberlake is there, and Arcade Fire, and Benjamin Britten, and, you know, classical names that you really know. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah, we bring in people, you know, we have a fairly large staff, and we have specialists in practically every genre. We have a metal guy, we have hip-hop people, we have jazz people. And so we're constantly comparing apples and oranges and squabbling and pulling out, you know, some incredibly esoteric stuff. So if you go to those lists, you're going to hear a ton of stuff you've never heard before. You're going to hear stuff that you like that you've never heard before. You're going to hear stuff that you hate that you've never heard before.
Well, give us one more from this past year that you loved.
Yeah, I picked a lot of singer-songwriters here, and maybe, you know, maybe that's my beat. I don't know. I could go on. Believe me, I could pick way more than just one, but I'm going to leave you with a quiet one. In my opinion, one of the greatest living songwriters is a guy named Bill Callahan, who used to record under the name Smog and now uses his own name. He put out a record this year called Dream River, and his stated goal for this record was to make what he calls, quote, the perfect end to a person's day. And he succeeded, as far as I'm concerned. The whole record is so calming and peaceful, but in this very wise and knowing way. And this particular song is called Small Plane.
Always went wrong in the same place, where the river splits towards the sea. That couldn't possibly be you and me.
You know, I love this guy too. Just briefly, a little more about Bill Callahan. There's years in that voice.
Yeah, he's been around a while. I mean, 20, 25 years. And, you know, he started out making these very low fidelity, very stripped down, you know, bedroom recordings. And over time, as his musical gifts have expanded, you know, his records sound smoother and cleaner, but they're still so raw and beautiful in a way that he just has, there's this wonderful heartfelt quality to his words, even as he's completely deadpan.
Yeah, got a little Randy Travis in there. Just lovely. And that caps the list. Bill Callahan, Laura Mvula, Josh Ritter, Casey Musgraves, and Nico Case. Music picks for 2013 from NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson. And Stephen, I wish you the happiest of New Year's and the year ahead, and I can't wait to hear what you find.
Oh, can't wait to talk more in 2014. Thank you, Robin.
I never think of danger. I really am.
Okay, Meghna, note to myself, Bill Callahan. Mm-hmm. Love this sound. And listeners out there, you have a favorite song of the year? Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. We want to hear yours. I'm so boring. Mine is Lord Oil. I'm so boring. From NPR and WBR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Like it when I take the controls from you, and when you take the controls.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.